Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Cap Room, the funniest NBA basketball podcast, man. I'm joined by my co-host, Ben and Shakori. How are we doing today?
It's been a pretty gloomy morning for me as a Cavs fan. So not well, but I'm glad to see your faces.
Yeah, I'm here to pod. I'm here to pod. I'm not here to talk about the Timberwolves game yesterday. You know what I mean? But I am here to pod.
I wouldn't
You're
want to
here for
talk.
business.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, both of your teams lost, but I think we can cheer you guys up is how we can talk about how the end of the Warriors dynasty is here.
That
Yeah.
does cheer me
Doesn't
up
that
a little
make you
bit.
feel good
I know, right? The
as a
Patriots
Warrior?
got a top two pick. The Warriors is over. Draymond's in a psych ward. Yes, y'all. Let's do it.
As a Warriors hater, bro, like it is. You just said Draymond in the psych ward. That's crazy. Wow. It's starting off crazy today. Bro, it's just like watching them just dominate. And with LeBron being my favorite player, like seeing like I feel like they took about 8 years off LeBron's life adding KD to that team. And the what they did was awful. You know what I'm saying? And they just ran the table for years, like on some like Nick Saban, Alabama shit. And it's like, this is the NBA. You're not supposed to do that, nigga. And so now this shit is over. Mike Dunleavy told Klay Thompson, Andrew Wiggins, y'all niggas got 20 games to figure it out, or you out of here.
Yeah, and it's kind of like it's not just ending, it's almost like crashing and burning, and it's a little
Yes.
fun to watch.
It's on some like very much like what's this like the Greeks, you know?
Yes, the
Wrong
Roman
fella in
Empire
the
has
day. Yeah.
fallen.
Wrong fella in the day. Yeah, no, this has happened all kind of abruptly. I know we're gonna talk about the Draymond incident, but the Draymond incident included Klay and Wiggins getting benched, and Klay is just like don't have his mojo. And then what about that Shams report? He turned down 2 for 48 before the season and was like, yeah, I can play better than this.
Yeah.
Bro, light-skinned niggas have too much confidence.
Yeah.
Because that's crazy. 2 years, 48 million, and you ain't shit. You should have took that.
Yo, we should have knew something was up when he was randomly balling up Jaden McDaniels' jersey. I told you we didn't talk about that enough. Like, what was he do? I still don't understand that box out method.
Now I get it. He was mad about that 48 million he didn't take. That's what that was really
It
about.
was starting to sink in about then, huh? That T-Wolves team is good. It was just sinking in. Yeah, we were talking about it at the end of the last pod about like what can they do to fix it, and it kind of got worse with over the week.
Bro.
Over the week, and it's kind of like, I mean, Chris Paul isn't the answer. I know Kerr just started playing Pojinski and Moody and Kuminga more, but shit, even that wasn't it. They got like Saric closing games. And like they tried last night. They were playing that Clippers team. Clippers looking good, y'all. But they were playing that Clippers team and they were like trying. And it was still like, so it's just like so. You think that's what like when I heard Draymond got suspended, my homie was like, oh, Steph must be out. I hurried up to go check. And I'm like, oh no, he's not out. But you think he's just kind of realized like, nah, we not winning. Hey, we might be trash. These niggas cooked. Maybe he's frustrated about that.
They trying to get a draft pick because they know they fucked up on LaMelo.
Yeah, it's a lot of buyer's regret going on right now. Halliburton and LaMelo. The 2020 draft looks bad now. We all
Bro.
wanted them to trade the pick, and they probably should have traded the pick.
Definitely should have. Because my thing is, what can Klay Thompson and Wiggins really show you in the next 20 games that's like, don't trade me? Unless they just go stupid. Like,
I think Wiggins has some don't trade me in him. I don't know if Klay does. I know Wiggins has probably been worse, but I still kind of might believe in Wiggins more than Klay shot, man. He had a fucking Achilles surgery, an ACL surgery, like back to back, 2 years missed. That whole 2022 when he came back at the end of the year, it was already weird. You know what I mean? He had some good
yeah.
games during that playoff run, but it was never the same. It never just kind of looked like him. And so even last year having a weird year up and down, it just looks over for Klay. It looks like his body just can't, you know what I mean, do the same things he used to anymore. You know what I mean?
Right.
And
Yeah.
Wiggins, I do believe it. Wiggins was the second best player, third best player, whatever you want to put him and Draymond in that 22 finals run. Wiggins, unless he's just mentally shot, then yes, I definitely think Wiggins can be saved more than
But that's
Klay.
the
I
thing.
think.
If Wiggins has no trading me, shouldn't you trade him? If he's an actual, because I don't see Klay Thompson as a real trade asset unless you package him with Wiggins and a pick.
I just wouldn't trade for Andrew Wiggins. I just like, I don't have the confidence that he will be motivated to win. I don't think that he's going to be like a leader of the team getting paid $25 million a year. I would trade for him in 2 years when he's in extension eligible. That's when I would trade for him.
When he got something to fight for. Yeah, because I saw some Mavs trade. Wiggins would go to the Mavs, and I was like, oh, hell no. If he already paid with his ring, what's going to make him motivated to now I got Kyrie lighting his ass with sages because he don't want a motherfucking rebound. No. I don't need that nowhere near my team.
So the Warriors are just fucked then.
I don't think so.
Either
I think
Chris Paul or Klay Thompson.
Chris Paul or Klay, because they're expiring and they have picks to trade with one of the young guys.
Yeah.
I think CP's the one that's gotta go though. I think CP's the one.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to trade Chris Paul than it is Klay Thompson. Just for the
fake trade I have is definitely a Chris Paul trade.
What you got?
Go to it, but I got a good one. I pitched that the last one, but I just fleshed it out in detail. So I got Chris Paul, Jonathan Kuminga, the 2025 pick and the 2029 first round pick sent to the Chicago Bulls for DeMar DeRozan and Alex Cooley. So I don't even know if that fixes them permanently, but I think it just makes them better than they are right now. Two guys that can start right now. You get Draymond back, you get Looney back, maybe you don't even have to worry about Wiggins and Klay. They could just be 6-7 guys, and hopefully Wiggins figures it out. So, I mean, that's what I got. DeMar replacing the scoring. You got Caruso out there. He can guard anybody on the perimeter. I would love to see him next to Steph Curry. And he's just a high basketball IQ guy. I think he'll know where to be. Same DeMar. I think seeing them in that Warrior system and a Kerr system would be fun. I mean, all this is Draymond dependent. Right. That's crazy. If Draymond don't get it together, none of these trades would even matter.
Right. Stephen DeRozan would be interesting, but I will say, like, that team is old.
It was already old. I don't know the young move to make them younger.
Yeah, I could see, like, DeMar DeRozan, like, fitting that Sean Livingston role to, like, a T.
Mm-hmm.
Like, almost, like, identical copycats of what they wanted to do. I do like that trade. I think it makes sense.
And it just does this thing where other teams actually have to guard another person. That's the problem. Like, you don't have to guard anybody else. Like, none of those guys can get their own shot. Except I mean, Moody kind of can, I guess, but it's just like.
Yeah, I kept Moody out the trade. I think Moody. I think they might want to keep Moody.
Yeah, I'd keep him. But what do y'all think about this indefinite suspension?
It's just so vague. I don't. How many games are we talking? Like, it could be.
That's why I don't like how vague it is. Stop playing with me.
Just give me it. Like, are we thinking like 15 or are we thinking more like 5?
No, I mean, he just got 5. I think at least it's double. Because, I mean, what's got to happen is, nigga, you need some counseling. I don't need to see you again. I think it was the last episode where we talked about it, but I was kind of like not even defending him, going like, you know, his boy was getting choked. He got to defend those light-skinned niggas. This was like John Jones spinning back fist UFC 299.
I really feel like it was an accident, though.
You think he was selling a car?
Like, if you really think he meant to punch that dude in the face, like, come on.
What else did he mean to do now? I don't even want to get into the indefinite suspension. I think at least 10 games.
There was a follow through.
Yeah, it was accurate, boy. Ba-bam. Ba-bam. I'm telling you, John Jones, like.
I don't know, man.
Daniel Cormier would be proud of a punch like that. Come on, man.
That's crazy. I can see 10 to 15 games. That's what I think. It should be nothing more than that.
But he just at least go get your mind clear because you're not even hooping right. And they definitely got it. The team got to be a new team when he come back. It's December 15th today we're recording. It's got to be a new team when he come back because that's why I was speculating. You think he just sees the end? That was, you know what I mean? When he just sees the end, it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you don't, when you're winning and you see the light and then it's on, you don't do stupid shit like that.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get into a. It was a lot of Draymond. It was a lot of Draymond talk this week. I think rightfully so, but just his game. His game is I don't think nothing's wrong with his game. I
no,
think
the
he's
game,
very
it's still there.
Yeah.
He's still effective.
Yeah.
I just like, I really want to see how his kids end up playing the game of basketball. Like, I want to go to their games and just see the chaos that his kids are causing on the court.
No, he's going to show them game 7, 2016 NBA Finals. When he
just the first like, half, though, right?
Yeah.
Some footage from that. That nigga had 32.
Yeah, he had like five threes in the finals first or something. Yeah.
He's about to win him a Finals MVP. Take Steph another one. Yeah, the Draymond thing is unfortunate. The indefinite thing is crazy, though. Just the indefinite. Yeah. People were talking about the last time they saw an indefinite suspension. But like I told you guys in the group chat when the news dropped, I definitely felt I agree. Like, nigga, I don't even know. What do we just suspended the nigga 5 games. That's 2 weeks. And he came back. He's like been back for like 2-3 games. Spinning back fist.
Yeah. And it didn't make any sense. Like, it was like, all right, bro.
That man needs some help.
If you would have told me that Ja Morant didn't lead the league in suspended games at the beginning of the season, I'd be like, who's getting suspended more than 25 games? Possibly Draymond.
Wow.
If they suspend him for more than 15, that's crazy.
I think like it should be 5 at the most. I don't know. It's just a lot.
Yeah.
Is there anything salvageable with this Warriors season? Even if they make a trade, Draymond come back. They're 10-13, 11th in the West.
I don't think so. I mean, maybe the play-in, maybe the 9 or 10, maybe the play-in. But like when I watch them, I'm just like, they're not good. There's just better teams right now.
I mean, if they make some trades, I could see them being that 10th team.
Yeah, I can see. I mean, what can I throw out the name Donovan Mitchell? Like, would that be something the Warriors would be interested in? Just 1.5 years of Donovan Mitchell.
Wow. Look at Ben on Cavs Doomsday. Looking to get Spider and San Fran. Spider.
You think the Cavs would take Chris Paul though?
Wow.
I think we'd like. I think the expiring would be more interesting to us.
Is an expiring contract really that valuable?
Yeah, you get $30 million off the books in the new apron era. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, with this team, we've been talking about it all year with the Cavs. Even before, I know we're gonna get into the injuries, but even before DG got hurt, DG and Spider just don't like taking turns. They just don't like taking turns. They don't like it. They haven't figured out the synergy to make it. I mean, let's finish the Warriors because I was about to go on a tangent about the Cleveland Cavaliers. Let's finish the Warriors. So you guys, you think trades are only even getting them into the play-in? They're not even sniffing a 6 seed. It's over.
No, I think they can make trades for sure and salvage the season.
I like the Spider deal though. Who Spider for who? Pitch me the trade.
I would like the Klay Thompson expiring. But if not, you know, the Chris Paul is fine. And then 2 of either Pochemski, Kuminga, or Moody, 2 of those 3, and then some picks.
Who makes that call first? Like who starts that call? Is it Kobe or is it Mike Dunleavy?
I think as the news that dropped today that Darius Garland's gonna miss at least a month, Mobley's out for 6 to 8 weeks. This is our last draft pick that we have ownership of in 2024. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think tanking there should be talks about blowing it up in the Cavs front office right now. I think. And just salvaging anything we can get for Donovan Mitchell in a year and because it's going to be a year and a half rental. I think the whole league knows it, that he's just going to go to New York afterwards. So I think the Warriors like make sense that they would take that gamble with Steph at 35 years old. Like, yeah, let's get the 5 years runs with Donovan Mitchell. Yeah.
And this could be your team when Steph leaves. That's a good pitch. I like that. I like Spider. I don't know what it does. I don't know how Spider would look in the Steve Kerr offense, but I like the gamble. I like what you're doing for your team. That was a nice move. I like that one. Okay. All right. We got the Warriors out of the way. Pray for Steph. You know what I mean? Pray for Steph.
Yeah. Go ahead. Come to the Lakers.
Such a hard life, Steph.
I'll throw Rui D'Lo in a first.
Rui D'Lo in a first.
Right now.
But Steph Curry is nuts. Yeah. Get out of here, man.
What else y'all gonna do, D?
You are out of your mind. You just like the Pacers assistants. There's something wrong in the head.
If you were a GM, you'd just be making like crank calls. Like,
Steph wanna come over here.
You think?
I know he do. Steph, he got a house in LA, I'm sure. So y'all not fucking with Steph to the Lakers? All right,
Steph not leaving.
Yeah, we're living in like Lakers like fan fiction world right now.
Yeah, didn't y'all just get spanked this week, man? Get it together, dog. Man, I might have lost yesterday, but I ain't lose to your team. Nah.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Next topic. My bad. Come on.
Okay. All right. So let's do we think they gave Giannis the right ball?
No, I know. I know. All right, y'all.
Did you
think this is crazy?
Did you see the report that he was given a ball and that like he felt it? He was like, I don't think this is the ball. Like,
he said it in the post game. He said, I played what, 35 minutes? I could tell it's the ball. It feels brand new. And I wanted to come in here and talk to y'all about that. Yeah, right. Don't nobody hold the ball longer than Giannis. Not even Luka and Harden. Giannis be up there massaging it at the free throw line and all.
That's true. He does know his balls for sure.
I wanted to propose that we've all played some recreational basketball. We do all know the ball we had been hooping with all day. And when somebody tried to get a new ball, I've seen some guys try to pull the trichuru like, nah, this ain't my ball. I know my ball. This ain't my ball.
Yeah.
Do you think, all right, I watched the whole Worldwide Wolf has the incredible, it's like a 12-minute synopsis of it. But he has the assistant coach from the Milwaukee Bucks getting the game ball. Yeah. But there's 15 seconds, he said, that nobody has. Nobody has this footage of 15 seconds. But all of a sudden, 15 seconds, that assistant coach is standing next to the Pacers assistant coach, Ben. And that the Pacers assistant coach now has a ball in his hand. When Dane got up on the post-game press conference, he said, yo, that's what happens. The NBA is petty, bro. They probably didn't like how they felt like he shouldn't have been in the game. The way, hey, Dane kind of sold me on like, hey, they took that ball. Y'all seen the hallway clip as well, right?
Yeah.
It's the only pod that's going to get us the deep dive that we deserve. They're in the hallway, and Mount Turner like, no, keep it. Keep that ball. Fucking niggas, keep that ball.
Yeah.
I think they definitely might have not gave him the wrong ball. I know Rick Carlisle, man. I'm my coach for 10 years. Getting up there, calling the soft story. Oh, I love Rick for that. Yeah, fuck Giannis. I love beef like this. We need 30 games. We need a 7-game series if it's going to be petty like this. And they play in 2 weeks.
I want the Bucks Pacers in the playoffs now. We have.
Yeah, I think we all need it. God got to give us that. Second round, first round. Give us Bucks Pacers, bro. Mm-hmm. We need – I've never seen – yo, Giannis gave Halliburton elbow to the chest. You sent that in the group chat first quarter. And I'm like, dang, they feisty for real?
Yeah.
It is their third time. This is their fourth time basically playing. The NCAA tournament game didn't count.
Yeah.
I just want to shout out Tyrese Halliburton the whole time because it looks like he was de-escalating the situation, and I think that's something we need more in this world is people who can properly de-escalate.
And all right, let me get on Halliburton real quick. Did you see his post game?
No.
Diplomat Halliburton might be a politician in this. Mm-hmm. He got politician. He was so savvy in those. They asked him, "Yo, what happened?" There was a miscommunication about the ball. And he just kept trying to yell at me. And I'm like, hey, man, I'm not your enemy here. I said, oh, man, this is getting beautifully, beautifully painted. Everybody's in on it. Everybody in the Pacers org is in on it. I love it. I love
they,
this.
They took that ball. And it's hilarious. I love it.
64 piece. I don't care if you scored your first point. Give me my damn ball, dog. Give me both the balls just so I can make sure, nigga. I'm going to put one on my pop's grave and one for my mom, nigga. Fuck is wrong with y'all? Give me my ball. The hey, Nets hey, ready hey. To beat people up.
It was our rookie's first basket.
the worldwide world. Okay, so he scored 1 point in the in-season tournament. Have y'all seen that stat going around?
He did. Did he really?
He scored in the in-season tournament.
That's funny.
Oh, I'm just telling y'all what's going on here. Giannis had, yo, I get it, Giannis. Fuck these niggas. I love that. Y'all, I should have sent y'all the 12-minute worldwide woe, but I was like, they might not watch this all the way through like I just did. It was incredible. The Giannis, he got the mouth lip ring. Giannis, so go get that fucking ball.
Yeah, I saw that.
Talking to that nigga like a child.
Bro,
I love
it. If I score 64 on 28 shots, nigga, I'm taking more than the ball.
32 free throws is sick. That is egregious.
That's
worse than some prime Harden shit.
Embiid. That's like four players who fouled out.
Yeah.
Right. Somebody had to foul out.
Five players. At least five players. No, four players.
The Nassus was ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, he got to be ready to fight. He don't get to play. I mean, right. Yeah, so he's that energy somewhere.
I was thinking about this, like a Thanasis, like HBO comedy series of just like a shithead brother in the NBA, kind of like a Kendall Roy type, but but he's just sitting court. He's just on the bench, the NBA bench. Like, that'd be funny. That's who I think Thanasis is.
That's basically Blue Mountain State with Alex Moran.
I love Blue Mountain State. No, don't worry, man. Thanasis' podcast is popping. He'll be out the league soon.
Thanasis knew what he was doing. And then it's just like every move of this, everything that gets added to this is so funny. Like the Pacers adding James Johnson the next day.
The next day.
Because they play him like a January 1st, January
2nd.
They
got to go get the enforcer.
Yeah. They said, hey, go get a nigga that can fight.
Yeah. They got the Nassers who got nothing to lose. We need somebody else with nothing to lose.
That's professionally trained.
Yeah.
James Johnson got like four black belts.
Yeah, they ain't got like the Eagles in football got a big dom. The Pacers don't got a big dom. They had to go get big James Johnson.
It was the next morning. They was like, hey, bro. Like, you ain't.
They only just saw like the Tyrese just not want anything to do with it. Like, we need a big guy.
Oh, yeah. Tyrese got brand deals about to come in.
Yeah. You see how he's moving?
He a nigga that can get a triple-double and look like Obama. He about to
Tyrese is up, man.
It's right, crazy how, like, NBA Twitter came together, like, the U.S. Intelligence, the Senate Intelligence Committee, like, piecing together, like, all the footage from January 6th. Like, that's what this reminded me of. Like, there were, like, four or five different angles.
Yeah, because
a lot of cooperation.
Every 30 minutes there was a new clip. Every 30. Yeah, this was incredible. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, Adam Silver, you're right. He is on his Kris Jenner bag. This is amazing. I said he needed a raise in the group chat. In season tournament, Zion fat revenge game, Draymond turning into a UFC fighter. You got Giannis fighting over ball. This is incredible, dog. This is just this week.
We need
we
more
7 days.
We need more access to these players.
Yeah.
Like, we need NFL films type like reality. Like, we need microphones everywhere. Like, this is getting good. I just being petty is just so fun. It's just so fun, so funny. I love being petty. It just brings me excitement in my life.
Cause you know them boys is out there like, bro, we just beat y'all in the game that counted. Now they hot. Now they hot. You saw Bobby Portis was about to fight 1 point in this game. Yeah.
When them, yeah. Eye, them eyes.
And them eyes popped. They popped too. He popped. Oh. Yeah.
That's for Bobby.
Yeah, Prince.
Yeah, because we didn't even talk about the hard foul. That was that game, too.
Yeah. He put him down, man. Purposely put him down. He said, you're going to come through, go lane to lane, go coast to coast like that? Nah. Yeah, I'll show you young niggas something.
Yeah, I love a new rivalry, man.
Of Come on now. We need more of it. We Warriors Kings, a month ago, everybody was so excited about that Warriors Kings group play shit. Might not even see the Warriors again. Hey, we need to get excited about some new rivalries going. Yes, sir. That's why I thought that Mavs Timberwolves. Anyway, let's not talk about the Mavs. Oh, we could shit on somebody else's team.
Whose team is that?
Now let's go ahead and introduce.
Who we about to talk about? The Cavs?
Man, boy, rough morning this morning, huh?
Yeah.
Rough morning. Two guys this morning?
Just, I mean, I guess if it happens, you know, just rip the Band-Aid off, have it happen all in 1 hour that the season's over.
Yeah.
Spider should have posted him in front of Madison Square Garden, too, right after.
No, I think I think trading Donovan Mitchell should be on the table.
Really?
Because he's just not resigning with us. I've
don't think so.
Almost no hope. Yeah, I really.
I think that was clear before these injuries too.
Yeah,
that's why I was bringing up the pairing. Like DG and Spider just both play better with this team without each other. So you got two things going on: the two guards trying to figure themselves out, and then the two bigs that can't shoot. And now one of them both you didn't lost a piece of both. What is Spider and Jared Allen gonna do for 2 months? They're both boys gone for 2 months. Yes, he's right. Y'all season is gone.
I gotta look up this stat because like low key Evan Mobley was balling. Because there was a stat. It's like only him. I think it was him, Giannis, and Sabonis. It's like somebody shooting over 55% and is averaging 15 and 10. Like there's only three people in the league doing that shit. And it's him, Sabonis, and Giannis, I believe. So it's just like he was.
Man, how'd you feel y'all looked in that Celtics game before this morning? How'd you think y'all looked last night in the
league? The Celtics are just a really bad matchup for us. They're just so much bigger than us. Like their wings, especially without it, we didn't have Evan Mobley. That would have made it a little easier. But their wings, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, we just don't have anyone who can guard them who isn't Evan Mobley, and he wasn't playing. And then they got big guards. So they're just a really bad matchup for us. But yeah, what I saw was like, yeah, we're not there. We're not at this level.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is like a cautionary tale about skipping steps. Like, can you, cause we skip steps. We got a little impatient and we wanted to win now. And I think it's going to cost us in the long term.
And I think that's why I like your Warriors deal so much, because it could get you back at least two of the picks you lost with a couple of the young guys. Because, yeah, you guys kind of – I mean, when a deal like that comes upon you, you get your Spider comes available, I think everybody has to, like, you definitely got to have a meeting. And, I mean, New York was right there. They was about to get them for nothing. And y'all came in and swooped in. Oh, man, I did think it could work. It was really Evan Mobley dependent. I remember talking to you when the deal first happened. But now, yeah, after last night, I mean, I have been watching. I had seen a few games of the Cavs this year. It was kind of thinking the same as you. Of like, this team could – can they win two, three rounds?
They trade Jared Allen too?
If we want to go full tank, I'm okay with that. We have our pick. I'm down to go full tank.
I love DG and Mobley and figuring it out from there. I mean, especially if you can get another couple picks for Jared Allen.
That trade was made on the assumption that Evan Mobley was going to progress at a nice pace on the offensive end, which I thought that was going to happen because that's usually what does happen with players.
There's a lot of Kevin Garnett comps.
Yeah.
It's just like, can you be Kevin Garnett with two dudes that can go for 35 whenever they want to?
That was the genius of Boston Celtics. All right. But that's an older guy. That's year 14.
Right, that's KG. What I'm saying. I'm talking about prime KG. You can't be prime KG with two dudes dominating the ball, taking 25 shots a game. So I just like, I feel like
he hasn't had the time to develop on the court. Like he never brings the ball up. Never. That's been one of my biggest things. Like, I want him to see him bring the ball up more and like initiate the offense, and he has never had a chance to do it, so he's just not getting better at it.
Yeah, man. I just think the Cavs, they just gotta the DJ Mobley thing. I would love to build around that. I think that's a great core to go back to if you can get the picks back. That's somewhat salvageable, especially I loved your fake spider trade, Podzinski. Do you think you're getting Moody? I don't think you're getting Moody, but
Yeah,
Podzinski
like
and Kuminga.
I'd love to get, I think best case scenario, we get like 70% of what we bought him for, I would say, but I'm fine with 50% because we did give up everything. So just get some of it back.
Damn. So you don't think the Knicks value guys with a trade package?
Like they don't have to, because I feel like it's so certain that he is going there, but we can make it uncertain. You know, we can make them second guess themselves. Like, are you sure he's actually coming? Because I would like, I would like, if we're talking Knicks trades, I think I'd be most interested in RJ and Emmanuel quickly, and then some picks. And I'm okay with that.
RJ quickly and some picks.
Yeah, I think Emmanuel, I kind of like that backcourt, DG and Emmanuel quickly. He's bigger, longer, can play some defense. And then we just haven't had a wing ever. We've only had one wing in our franchise history, and that's LeBron. Like, we don't have wings. I would just love to get another wing and just to see what happens.
No Jamario Moon love.
Was he a wing? He's just a name to me. He's just a ghost.
That is sick.
But I've also realized that, like, I as a Cavs fan have like a unique experience as an NBA fan, because I've either had LeBron James on my team winning championships or one of the worst teams in the league. Like, I've never been in the middle before. The Cavs have never been in this middle ground before, and I just don't know what to think of it.
Hold on. This nigga said winning championships. Y'all won
Yeah,
one
he said
title.
S. He S'd it.
Competing.
Yeah.
Okay.
He
Competing for
S'd it.
championships.
Nigga went saw five finals in his life. I hear you though. I hear you. I talk like that if I was in five finals, bro. I'm on the same too, so I'm with you.
I was also thinking about this, like, dynasty. Like, do you guys consider the Warriors a dynasty?
Absolutely.
That's what I think they're easily a dynasty. And I feel like my criteria for a dynasty is just like the same parts are still there, like it's the same group, no matter like if you win two out of three or three out of four, it's like the same players, like there's a consistency to like the team. And I think LeBron is like his own dynasty. Like, he's just is a dynasty himself.
Best basketball player ever. I mean, that's just what it is.
But
Yeah,
back.
the Cavs, like, that's how y'all know y'all a shitty organization. The only championship y'all have is because the greatest basketball player ever just happened to be from your state and felt bad and came back. Like,
Yeah.
and they had cap room in the number one pick in Kyrie Irving.
He felt
Right.
bad out of guilt because he loved us and he wanted to come back.
Nah, he trying to buy that franchise later.
I don't know. He locked that up with that in-season tournament. He getting Vegas, boy. What Rich Paul say? I wouldn't own a team. My friend owns a team. Boy, clutch about to run the Vegas gamblers, boy.
Oh my God. What's next?
We did a whole Zion thing last week. Do we want to say he hasn't played again? The fat boy was good.
Yeah, do we want to make
Fat boy
Ben
was good.
apologize?
Ben,
I
well,
will
Ben's not
not.
apologizing for anything. He
I will
didn't want
not.
to. He didn't accept his Dante Exum slander, and then what did Dante Exum do the next game?
I don't know. I'm not. That Dante Exum shit really hurt me. I was like, I didn't even know this Australian nigga was still in the league, bruh.
We picked him up before we got Grant. That's why I sent the text. You know, Ben sent me a text in the middle of the summer and said, "Enjoy Dante Exum. You'll get 20 good games out of him. You'll feel all right." And then, bye.
That's nasty.
It'll take it right from you. And I didn't like that, so I sent it right to Ben after Dante Exum's incredible 26-point game to defeat the in-season tournament champs. You know what I mean? I just
Fuck
had to send that through.
it's
just crazy. Like, but one thing I
And he
will
wasn't
say,
bad last night.
he wasn't.
It wasn't him. We couldn't get enough stop. Needed some
Yeah, he
Kyrie,
wasn't
needed
bad.
some Maxey.
I will say, I do like a guy like Dante Exum who comes into the league as like ball dominant point guard that's just like very known for going to the rim. And it just basically is like, hey, bro,
And he
if you.
still goes to the rim. That was some of the stuff in the Lakers game. Like, he will take it off the dribble and be like, nah, I'm going to this up. You know what I mean? A lot of times, guys just driving and kicking out. Now, Dante Exum's like, nah, fuck that. Right to the basket. You know what I mean?
He's a completely different player now. And like, I feel like a lot of guys aren't willing to adapt their game like that. So shout out to him.
We'll see how completely different. Like Ben said, I do want to keep seeing a larger sample size. But so far, so good. This is the 20 games Ben talks about. So if he makes it to All-Star, another 20 games, still playing, it, not even at this level, but somewhat this form, I'm happy. You know what I
What's
mean?
this Mavericks team ceiling with a healthy Kyrie?
A second round team, we need a trade. I think we can get out of the first round. Unless we get like a Kings matchup. I wouldn't like a Lakers matchup, like how hard I was talking in the group chat. I would not like to play the Lakers in
I
seven
don't think
games and
anybody wants to play
see.
the like this Lakers
Y'all
team.
too big. I think that I literally saw it when we played Minnesota, just of how big, like the Lakers are big, but again, y'all just tried to trap Luka. It was a weird game plan. Y'all just played Halliburton. Y'all was like, we could do the Halliburton on Luka. No, Luka's is one of the best passers. Like, but that Minnesota game just let me know we are just not even that we got to get bigger, but we need another piece. Like, I got a Ben was asking about fake trades. I got a fake trade for the Mavericks.
Okay.
I don't know if Ben's gonna like this.
Oh, fuck Tim Hardaway Jr., nigga.
Oh yeah, Tim Hardaway Jr. is gone. I mean, I know he just flushed y'all out. I mean,
He
but hold on.
killed the lady. I was like, bro, why are you playing like this right now?
I literally got a trade, Tim Hardaway Jr.
Okay.
to the Brooklyn Nets for Dorian Finney-Smith. If I gotta send the first, I will. Just give me Dodo back. That's all I need.
Block on
I'm
Dorian.
not getting into the OG sweepstakes. I'm not getting into the Caruso sweepstakes. It's gonna be too expensive. Go reunite my guy. I hope we wouldn't have to give up the pick. I wish Tim was expired, but I would love to just see Dorian Finney-Smith back in a Mavericks jersey with Grant Williams, Josh
Do you think
Green,
the Nets
with
give
this
him up?
team. Why wouldn't I? For a pick, yeah.
How much is he like in their rotation?
He comes off the bench now. I mean, they're playing Cam, you know what I mean? Mikal, both Cams. Cams, Mikal, Claxton, and Dinwiddie is the starters. He is playing, but they got Royce O'Neal still. I was thinking of Royce O'Neal. I almost put Royce O'Neal, but I just want Dodo back because we're familiar with him. We know him. It's like reuniting with Steph Curry. Come
Yeah.
on.
Because they're eighth in the East right now. And it's just like the East is just kind of depleted right now. Like I really feel like that's like teams like that, like I don't know. Do they just give up pieces just to give up pieces when like they're gonna make the playoffs?
You're not losing much. You're losing the wing for some shooting. And you might get a pick out of it. I would not like to give up the pick to get Dodo back. We lost the pick to get Dodo.
Right.
But yeah, that's my Mavericks. That's my Mavericks trade. I got a bunch of fake trades here, but that's my Mavericks one. I did have one Mavericks one. Again, I'm out
Yeah,
of the OG
it
talk.
just depends like if the Nets would do it if they want to trade. They should. But they have no incentive in being bad. So it's just they're just a weird weird
It would really
franchise.
be on getting back on the phone with Sean Marks and trying to coerce him into this. Like, look, just give us
Right.
Dodo back. What we gotta do to get Dodo back? Like,
Right. Question.
yeah, he should.
Is Joel Embiid the MVP?
Wow. You got his last nine games? Hold on. I think I got
Bro, I knew it was good. I didn't know it was this good. Like,
So last nine games, Joel Embiid is 41, 11, and 5, 34, 10, and 6, 38, 14, and 3, 50, 13, and 7, 30, 11, and 11, 35, 11, and 9, 32, 13, and 5, 32, 12, and 9, 32, 7, and 8. Joel Embiid, the last nine games. This is nasty.
he is
This
dominating,
is
bro.
nasty. I have the weirdest Zach LaVine trade, and it's not to the Sixers, but it literally is why I'm sending Zach LaVine to this team. Because the way Joel Embiid is playing, it's like oh shit, if Joker did it with Jamal Murray, me and Maxie, come on, man. Hey, come on, boy. Come on,
Yeah.
man. We gonna run it up. Me and these wings, we gonna run it up, nigga.
Yeah. He's averaging
Yeah.
34, 11, and 6, bro.
Do we think we liked that Sixers team before the Harden trade? You remember how JoJo was balling before that Harden trade?
Yeah.
And Maxey was getting to run the show. And now he just kind of has a couple better wings. I mean, at least decent wings that, I mean, I think Batum and Rocco can make it to the playoffs and actually give you some decent minutes. And you still got the Anthony Melton. Yeah, I like the Sixers, team.
They're good. They're good, man. I don't think they're better than the Celtics, but they're good. Celtics still haven't lost at home.
Yeah, the Celtics are.
I know you
I have hate for Porzingis in my heart. I don't want to see him do well.
I hate the Boston Celtics just as much as anybody else, but they're good, man. 12-0 at home, 18-5.
Yeah, I mean, they do just look incredible. That's why I like that you say only the Celtics, because I was going to say I do think this Sixers team right now can beat the Milwaukee Bucks in a 7-game series.
I do too. Joel's just playing too good, bro. Like, that's why I'm just like, is he the MVP? And like, would they give it to him after?
If Luka didn't lose last night, I'm definitely gonna come in here and champion a Luka MVP run. I mean, this week without Kyrie was been incredible. 33-17. He dropped 39 last night, but he looks incredible. I mean, Embiid. Is this crazy? He shouldn't have won MVP last year, and he might get an MVP this year.
Yeah.
There's so many like deserving people so far. Like I have Giannis, Shea, Embiid, Luka, Jokic, and I guess Halliburton. Like
Tatum is by default. It's like you gotta put him in there because he's the best.
He's the best player on the best team.
And he's been playing. Oh man, I don't want to hate on the Celtics. Hey man, I gotta see it. Give me to Christmas Day to give a real opinion. Jason I gotta Tatum's see
unguardable,
it.
Bro.
Everything about that team looks crazy. Pritchard's better than I thought. They got them little other just white boys playing good too, like Hauser, Cornette. And I'm just like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. But my thing is, like, I see what the Celtics are doing, and I'm just kind of like, so how are they gonna fuck this up? That's how I feel about them. Like they're gonna fuck it up somehow.
Joe Mazzulla and Porzingis. You see, my Porzingis hate is deep, but Porzingis has to play. He has to make it.
That JJ Redick interview really made me not like him.
Bro, he's just in there giving it up. Luka got to go back. He got to go back. And all right, let me clear some things up.
Bro, he was like, yeah, I just didn't really feel like playing.
Yeah, bro. Hey, bro. Pissing contest. It's okay, man. We got him. He thought he was the man. I thought he was going to. I didn't think he was going to be the man. You can't be off of ACL. Don't get me started. Anyway. Can we do some fake trades? I love your MVP
Fake trades.
I love your MVP. No Fox? No Fox for you, Ben? Neither one of y'all announced? No Fox love?
He's not in my five.
Five, yeah, but we thought just like it's a lot of guys. Is he even one of the guys?
And I know y'all gonna call me a homer. But you gotta put LeBron in the MVP candidates, bro.
Look at being
LeBron.
It should be a goddamn Timberwolves, if anything.
Those niggas almost lost to the Spurs, bro. LeBron is the best player on that team.
I don't disagree.
Like, by far. Like, I love AD. Don't get me wrong. But it's
AD's been playing incredible.
You know how, like, when a guy has a really good game, like, he can really play, but just, like, his style of play just doesn't take over a game? Like, I feel like AD can have, like, 30 and 15, but it doesn't, like, take the game over, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, there's players who, like, feel like they control the game. Like, the game is being played.
Luka
versus your Lakers on Tuesday night.
Luka controlled that entire game, bro. Like, he had this one pass where Jackson Hayes is, like, on him, like, tight. And he just, like, squeezes the ball around, taps his back
with his left hand, too.
And then threw it with his left. I was like, that type of shit, bro. It's like Luka controls the entire pacing of the game. That's why, like, I compare Luka to LeBron. Like, that's who I see. That's who he is, you know. He's just, like, with a different – he's a less athletic LeBron in a way. But it's just, like, I love AD, but he just doesn't control the game. But he's really good, though.
I think LeBron's going to always get some votes from the media. I mean, from that 100 media team.
He's amazing.
I just think it's too many new guys with
in-season tournament MVP should be in that ranking.
Wow.
I mean, he's right about that. Like, he's got another ring under his belt. Like, he won it.
He got the fifth ring, baby. But yeah, I'd have to put LeBron over De'Aaron Fox.
Okay. I was just asking. Okay, Fox is a little reachy. Sorry. Okay. I was just asking. Fox is having a great year. Okay. Can I pitch y'all a king straight while I'm talking about Fox? I like that. Okay.
Niggas, don't put Rashawn Holmes on the Mavs.
No, that's fine. This is a Kings Raptors trade.
Ooh, okay. I haven't really kept up with the Raptors this season. I feel like they're
boring. Not doing
my job.
Yeah, boring, middling again. They should make a change, and I have the perfect change.
Free Siakam.
Pascal Siakam to the Sacramento Kings.
I like that.
The package includes Harrison Barnes, Kevin Herter, Davion Mitchell, and 2 first.
Yes, immediately.
Saying yes? I think who's saying no first, Ben?
The Raptors.
What?
But if I'm Kings, I push that button immediately. Like, if that's available, go.
I think Siakam. I mean, he adds another really reliable score, another big that could rebound next to Sabonis. Sabonis ain't got to do all the dirty work. He can guard some bigs. I love Siakam on this team. Like, I know everybody's thinking about them getting a bucket, but I'm like a bigger bucket, like a bigger guy. Like how everybody's talking about Siakam to the Pacers. Nah, that's exactly why I like him.
Keegan gets to take more shots now.
Mm. Well, he should. I mean, if you're just letting Sabonis be this hub still, you know what I mean? Fox is going to do him. Man, now you got Siakam out there and things get stale. It's like, oh, man, go out there and get him a bucket too. I think even you still get to keep Monk as the fire starter. You still got your Keegan Murray. I mean, I don't know. I just like it for him. I think that would be a great move for them. Big Siakam.
Yeah, man, I think that's a pretty fair price for Siakam. Who
2 first, young boy.
He's a free agent after the season, and he's on the older side. So
he'll be at more Rico Hines runs if he out here in Cali. You know what I'm saying?
He'd be Rico Hines all summer then. I think Sacramento definitely could use a. I think Sacramento's not that they're middling, but they. You know, I mean, you got to take advantage of this Fox season. And Sabonis just needs another guy next to him. And Sabonis needs another big body next to him. And, yeah, I just think it makes sense.
The Kings definitely need another piece that could go get 15 and 20 whenever. Because, like, those guys are, like, really good pieces. But they're not somebody where I'm like, in the fourth quarter, you can give Siakam the ball on the block. You know what I'm saying? Like,
You've upgraded the Harrison Barnes position for the Kings, which I think that would be helpful for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking. You're just swapping that out. Herter sometimes hit or miss anyway. They love closing with Monk, so it's like, fuck it. y'all got Davion Mitchell in the doghouse. Come on, man. Go get Siakam. Give up the picks. And let's see what we got. We got the Fox, the bonus, Siakam, big three in the West.
The backup point guard then.
Who else is still on this rock? Am I tripping? Me and Mitch, because they don't have the kid Terrence Davis anymore, right?
Right.
Yeah. I still got Trey Lyles, Duarte. I don't know. Who would be the better one? Hey, man, they're going to figure it out. Malik Monk can come off the bench or something. I don't know. Start Trey Lyles with a start big. Duarte. Yeah, it does get tricky out of that. We might have to work out something. We might have to try to see if we can get some, I don't know, Grady Dick in here or something.
Wait, what players did you put in that trade again?
I put Mitchell, Herter, and Barnes.
Okay, so you put Harrison Barnes, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, get Barnes out.
Yeah.
That's
fine. Okay, I got a trade.
All right, let me do it before y'all pitch y'all trades, because I got one. Go ahead.
All right, so Donovan Mitchell to the Heat for Tyler Hero, Jaime Jaquez, Haywood Highsmith, 2 first-round picks.
You think you're getting the real Triple J? You think you're getting the real Triple J?
I mean, that's who I'm asking for sure. I'm definitely, that's who I want.
You really feeling yourself there.
Right. And you know how they love Hightower. You are not getting Triple J and Hightower out of Pat Riley delusional.
And Tyler Hero.
And you know they love that white boy. You better put Kyle Lowry in this deal or something.
I'm asking, like, I'm asking for a high price. Like, yeah, I'm saying, Pat Riley, Pat Riley, Jimmy's getting old. He's got maybe 3 or 4 more good years. You put Donovan Mitchell on this team, you're going to compete for a championship for this year and next year.
Donovan Mitchell would be perfect for the Heat, man. Like, he's like a Heat player. You know what I'm saying?
I think
for too much.
They're contenders if they make that trade. They just have to ask themselves, are we willing to give up Jaime Jaquez?
And I don't think they are. Jaime Jaquez has been closing games. You are crazy. I think you get a Jovic in that deal with the picks before they start putting Jaquez in deal.
I want Jaquez.
Is Tyler Hero like the non-negotiable? Like, that's what you have to have?
I think you could change his money with Kyle Lowry's.
Yeah, so it could be Kyle, which I'd be okay with that.
Hero and Lowry and what, a first?
They have three firsts to trade, right? Yeah, they got three firsts to trade.
But there's gonna be a lot of teams who might drive the price up. So,
wow. Man, so everybody that we're asking to be, I guess, that we were asking a few weeks ago to be Zach LaVine trade partners. It's kind of what you're thinking of, like, we can get that price for Davion Mitchell. What would your Lakers give up for Spider?
I don't want him.
You want him, but you don't have.
You want him.
I don't want him, but it's because it's just like, who do we give up?
The D'Lo Rui.
I'm not taking trash back. I'm not taking some trash contracts.
Trash back. I'm picking 20-30. Oh man, you better hope D'Lo and Rui don't hear this.
If you put Spider, you can't put Spider with Maxi, can't you? He's just too small backcourts again. You're just hoping Embiid pulls you out.
It's little.
I'm just thinking about Spider Indiana. You think?
Hey, that wouldn't be bad.
Would you take the Neesmith package, Ben? Would you take the Neesmith?
Like, I thought about it. I don't see Indiana making like a short term move like that. Because I don't think they would have the ability to re-sign him, but maybe they think Tyrese Halliburton he'll just love playing with, and this is so good with my career that I'll just stay.
Indiana needs a two guard that can go score, because that Bruce Brown, like, that's just not gonna work. That y'all saw what D'Lo said to him during the in-season tournament when he got 2 fouls.
I wanted to ask y'all that. Do you think, I mean, it was one game, but is there buyer's regret with Bruce Brown? I mean, it's only really one guaranteed year if they want it. You got a team option.
He's not a starting two guard in the league. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, that's what D'Lo said when he was checking out of the game. He said, can't wait till you come back in here and shoot the team out the game.
Yeah.
We're going to leave it open, nigga. That's why my hot take, Halliburton over Nash. Because it's like, nigga, he making Bruce Brown look good. Come on now.
Obi in open threes. I hear you, Ben. The price could get a little steep. I mean, but the rumor got to go out this in the next couple weeks. The rumor got to go out. Like, the Cavs looking for Spider to go. So the price could be driven up. It can't be no secret Suns trade to the Nets. And, you know. Hold on. All right. Zach LaVine's obviously going to be traded. Everybody agree there?
Yeah. Are there teams that legit want him, though?
I know, right? And that's the thing. Finding where Zach LaVine's going
to
go.
A lot of these guys that people are naming, it's like, who the fuck wants them?
All right, I got you. All right, I got the perfect Zach LaVine trade.
Who's going to get Zach?
The Memphis Grizzlies. Zach LaVine to the Memphis Grizzlies.
Oh my God.
Where are we at? We 6-17. Ja comes back in 3 games. You're not even thinking about just this year. Did the smart thing work? Did you kind of misread that? I got Marcus Smart, Luke Kennard, Zaire Williams, Couple picks. Zach LaVine.
You think the Bulls take that?
I don't think the Bulls have a good offer out there that might be that might not even be better than that. I think that would be the best offer they get.
If the Grizzlies could get that, nigga, that's low-key scamming.
And you get to keep the three. I mean, you just inhale with the second apron now, but you keep your three. You get keep your core three. You keep Brandon Clark, and you get the bucket that is Zach LaVine.
Because I think he would play really well with Josh, but it's just like, do the Bulls take that? Because, but then, like you said, how many offers are they really getting for him?
What's the real offer coming? Toronto's not offering. Indiana, I don't think, is going to do it. Philly's not going to do it. The Lakers aren't going to do it. No real
contender wants him.
I don't see it. Like I said, the Warriors got a better offer. It could go for Caruso and DeRozan more than they want to go for the 40
That's
million.
Who I would want if I was trading it.
I'm just going off the Grizzlies' desperation of this season being done. You know what I mean? They already gave up an asset for Marcus Smart, and it wasn't. I think now, I don't know, because we haven't got to see Smart with Ja, and maybe that is what will hold them back of like, no, we just want to see it with Ja.
But the whole Zach LaVine thing could be just really like, you know, you're injecting some excitement into.
Yeah, it's just different. It's a whole change. Yeah, you know I mean, it'll get the fans excited for the last 40 games, 40, 50 games here. Mm-hmm. And I don't see another team going for him.
I really hope the Lakers do not trade for him. It'd be the same thing with like going after Westbrook. It's like, it's not a good fit.
Would you trade for DeRozan?
Depends on who we trade.
I like how DeRozan's market is. I like how DeRozan's market is.
Well, it's just like he's a vet that has his spots on the floor. You know what I'm saying?
He just flows into offenses a little bit more seamlessly than LaVine. It's gonna be
that when that graphic dropped. 50.0 assists for LaVine. That's his trade value went to hell, bro. 50.0 assists is crazy, nigga. Like,
would you rather have Zach LaVine or Austin Reeves, regardless of the contract?
Austin Reeves. Just the way he plays with the team. I don't need somebody that's gonna go get 40, bro. I have LeBron. And then I got AD who could also get 40. I don't need another guy that's going to get 40. I need another guy that can get a bucket in the fourth quarter without throwing the whole offense off for being a ball stopper, which DeRozan with that midi can do.
I'm excited. DeRozan definitely needs to be free. Put DeRozan somewhere he can flourish.
Yeah, that Lonzo injury will haunt me forever.
I cooked up another one, guys. I cooked up another one. All right. So after we trade Donovan Mitchell to the Heat, we're just going to go full tank mode. We're going to trade Jared Allen to the Rockets because the Rockets are like, well, let's try Sengun out at the four. You know, let's see how that works. Even though Sengun at the five is working out well, we'll try him out at the four. Jared Allen to the Rockets Victor Oladipo, Jason Tate, and Tari Eason.
Look at you and your Tari Eason love. You're going to bring Tari Eason back up. I told you to stop playing with Big Dylan Brooks, but you wanted to play.
Big Dylan Brooks.
You wanted to play with the culture shifter.
And I'm on the phone and I'm like, yo, Amen Thompson is in the G League right now. Like, you're either play him or you got to get rid of these wings so you can play him.
Okay.
So we'll take
I like that, clearing up the wing space. Mm-hmm.
So you can play your number four pick, who's in the G League, who's playing G League minutes, and just an experiment. Who knows?
I like your double big thought. I do like your double big thought. The league is going back to the double bigs. The double bigs. I mean, yeah, I know y'all tried, but a bit one and one big. Oh my goodness! I mean, Sengun doesn't shoot though. He still doesn't shoot three. I kind of still like it though. I do kind of still like it. Mm.
I could see a nice pick and roll development between Sengun and Jared Allen.
Trying to talk them into it. I like it. No, I do like it. I do like it. I'm not mad at that. I am not mad at that at all. Oh no, we don't hear it, man. I do like it. Before I get into my, because already we talked about Tyus Jones. I want to see Tyus Jones in a Pelicans jersey. Make it happen. Hey, David Griffin, get on the phone, dog. You said no Trey Murphy. Make it Dyson Daniels. Yeah, get Tyus Jones in the jersey. All right. But this was my trade. Going to get the Orlando Magic a point guard. And it's I think it's the one that's sitting right there for him with the Portland Trailblazers. Malcolm Brogdon to the Magic for Markelle Fultz. You throw in Jet Howard, throw in a pick, wrap it up. Go get these guys. And I like Jalen Suggs with we already gave Jalen Suggs his praise. We had to apologize last week. I would love to see him and Cole with Malcolm Brogdon. I mean, Malcolm Brogdon needs a new home anyway, but yeah.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. I do.
But yeah, you got to give up Jet, but you get to keep Anthony Black. Come on, man.
Yeah. I want to see Orlando shake some shit up in the playoffs. That's going to be a lot to watch.
You try not to plateau out.
Yeah. I feel like that's going to be the team this year. A lot of people who don't really watch basketball like that are going to be introduced to this summer in the playoffs.
Yeah, we need it. Oh, and Paolo got hurt. Do we know how long Paolo is out? Paolo did get hurt this week. Paolo did get hurt. And it's more reason to, I mean, get this shit cracking for Cole Anthony. Shoot y'all out of that motherfucker.
Do you guys think Lauri Markkanen has a possibility of being traded?
Yeah, I would love to see him as a Maverick. What do we got to give up? He loves Luka.
I mean, Lowry would probably go for like 3 first round
picks. I was just about to say, I think it's too steep now, right? Who's got the assets to go get it? Would you like to see Lauri Markkanen as a Sixer?
Yeah, I think he's one of those players where he'll fit anywhere. He's that dynamic of a shooter.
I think that's one of the guys everybody's been talking about. For me, once you said it, now I'm thinking about it because everybody's talking about the Siakam pairing, and I'm like, yeah. But Lauri Markkanen with those guys, now I'm kind of like, woo.
What if Luka, Lauri Markkanen, and Jokic do what Wade, LeBron, and Bosh do, but European?
That's nasty. And it just better be in Dallas and not Denver.
Shit would get real racist real quick. Niggas would be so mad, bro.
No, don't do that. My boy was just on Showtime. He said he happy where he at. Stop playing my boy, man. He happy.
White, he love three Dallas. Of white boys? Oh, my God, bro.
White Europeans.
Nigga, they would.
I mean, if you put them in Utah.
70 games.
If you put that team in Utah, that would
is racist.
Become their own country at that point.
Bro.
Salt Lake,
Jokic, Slovenia, Jokic, Markkanen, and Luka in Utah, bro. They win in 70 games.
It's worse than the John Stockton era. The niggas gonna bring Jerry Sloan back.
White boys gonna be wearing them jerseys at music festivals. It's gonna be a bad time.
Yeah, no. They're gonna be in a whole era. That is nasty.
I shouldn't even put that into the universe.
Can I talk? We got a couple minutes. Hey, all right, the refs. Joker got ejected. Bro, this week in baby Serbia. LeBron's in-season tournament tech. Chahel, in that Lakers game, Tim Hardaway Jr. got a breakaway dunk and they called a tech. All right. What's up, man? Like, we haven't did the refs discussion, but it has been, like, something that's getting a little bit crazy this year. Like, what the hell are we doing? What the hell are we doing? We disrupting the flow of the game.
And I didn't know this, but apparently Chicago has the most Serbians outside of Serbia.
I saw that.
They all were at that game to see him, and he only plays in Chicago once a year, bro. That was fucked up.
That's exactly why he said, I would love to see how this would have went down in Serbia. I said, oh, yeah, you'd have put money on their head, Joker. Yeah.
Boy, they had the turtleneck on.
Boy, he'd have them refs dragging out there by their ankles on horses, boy. He'd have hooked them boys up, man.
Bro, yeah, the refs are really on some, like, trying to really take the limelight for some reason. I don't understand it.
The only ref text I've liked is for the flopping this year. Yeah. And there was obviously a big meeting this summer about, we got to emphasize some things. But there's just been a little bit, we getting a little out of control, man. Let the boys play. Like, God damn it.
Yeah, like I'll always give NBA refs some benefit of the doubt because their job is to get verbally harassed by NBA players every night. So like that in itself is a tough gig But like the worst thing in the world in basketball is when the whistle blows. And like as a ref, like you just govern the game. You're not part of the game. You govern the game. And yeah, but
You're right.
basketball reffing, it's like the hardest thing to do. All the calls are so subjective. Like it's such a hard thing.
Man, we should have never let Dick Bavetta race Charles Barkley, dog. That's what ruined this. Refs think they the shit now. Now they think they the stars. All right.
Should get Twitter.
Stop the cap, y'all.